when you walk into the ring with the number one heavyweight of the world, you'll be ready, won't you? Why? Because I waited for 50 years to make you ready. You'll be able to spit nails, kid. Like the guy says, you're gonna eat lightning and you're gonna crap thunder. You're gonna become a very dangerous person.
Our show's name pays tribute to the Boer Trekkers of South Africa, who in 1838 soundly defeated 30,000 Zulus on the bank of the Nkomo River, thereafter called Blood River, from the water turning red with the blood of the slain. Miraculously, no Boer Trekker died and only three were wounded. Now, your friend, Eddie Miller, will be your ambassador for tonight's show.
Well, good morning, good afternoon, good evening, all of you precious, precious Blood River Radio family members out there tuning in tonight. And what is tonight? It is, or today, wherever you are, it is September the 23rd in the year of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ Almighty God, 2023. And listen, folks, who are you listening to? You're listening to Blood River Radio. My name is Eddie the Bombardier Miller. You'll be with me tonight. I was gone last week doing some work, some community fundraising work for St. Jude Children's Research Hospital. And it was really tough. I was on my feet for about 12 hours out in the sun. The sun wasn't as bad as usual. Every year it's usually a scorcher during a Cooper Young Festival. But this year it was hot, but not nearly as bad. But that's where I was last week. And I was just telling our guest on right now, he's having Mark back on from last week because he got so many rave reviews. And listen, I listened to the program the next day, and I'm here to tell you, I don't think I've ever heard a better broadcast. I really haven't. I think Mark Tommy absolutely killed it. He's a really, really smart guy. He needs to go see the write-up what I did for the show notes to send to the webmaster. I pointed that out. He reminds me of a CW, another brain we have coming out here. CW is, he's a scientist in medicine. He's a great guy, but they kind of remind me of each other because they're both very, very brainy. But Mark, though, also, he is a fire eater, kind of like myself. We're both fire eaters, you might say. Rich Hamlin would refer to us as fireballs. But sometimes Rich Hamlin refers to me as that son of a bitch, one of the nicknames I got years ago from a fella in Montgomery Bell. Anyway, there I go off down the rabbit trail already. People, like I said, you're listening to Blood River Radio, and this is a Christian radio program. So if you will, you know, if you've been listening very long at all, we always start off with a prayer. So if you will, you don't have to stand up like I'm doing now, but if you will, bow your heads, folks. Almighty God, the Father, our great Father of the universe, you who made everything that's in existence. Almighty God, you spoke everything in existence, the entire periodic table that we know of nowadays, and all the elements that haven't been discovered yet, and maybe future elements that you will produce in the future. Every one of them, none of them existed, Almighty God, until you just happened to speak them into existence. And you did that, God. Almighty God, you knew us, you knew me, you knew everyone that's on this earth, even before they were born. Like King David himself said, Lord, I'll just paraphrase King David, Lord. He said, Lord, you knew my every cell, you knew my every bone, you knew my entrails before I was even born. And also, God, People says that God doesn't say you don't hate God, but oh God, you said that you hated Esau in the womb, even before he was born, but you loved Jacob. So God, if you will, I will have to say I do hate our enemy with the perfect hatred, to paraphrase King David. I hate them, oh Lord, and Lord, they are winning right now, big time. They control the entire world right now. But Lord, if you will, give us strength here on Blood River Radio and Liberty News Radio to never fear them, to never fear them, to welcome close order combat with them, oh God. And if you will, Lord, is a special favor to me, even though I'm nothing. Let me live long enough to participate in the coming war, the coming revolution for our people. I want to live through that, oh Lord, till I can participate. Even if I'm killed in battle the first day, I just want to participate. And Lord, please never, ever allow anybody from Blood River Radio or Liberty News Radio, but especially Blood River, never, ever, ever let us short some battle. Never let us fail to ride to the sound of the gunfire. Let us do everything in your name, Lord. And Lord, if you will, strike our enemy down. Let us win the battle. Lord, your name is glorified with the few. The mighty is compounded by the weak. The smart, the intelligent guys are confounded by the simple. Just another paraphrase before I get ready to shut up, O Lord. Speaking, proclaiming themselves to be wise, they became as fools. So, Lord, I ask all this in Jesus' name. Amen. Dear people, you know, well, like I said, let me give you a quick outline. Just get through doing a little bit of running. Got to do a big 22-miler tomorrow, but I'm still kind of hacking from this high humidity and running and stuff. But tonight, we have Mark Tomey back on again, the licensed professional engineer. I would go into what it takes to do that, but that takes up too much time. But it takes a hell of a lot to get a license. Anybody coming out of engineering school, you can go to work for an engineering company, but it takes a lot more than that to get your license. I won't go in. If Mark wants to, he can, but because it does add credibility to Mark and to our program. But we have Mark coming on, and we're going to be shooting from the hip, and we got a lot of good stuff to cover. Second hour, we got Sister Nancy. Her new nickname is the Bell Cow, because she is a rock solid. She's kind of like the center of Blood River. She's the eldest. She's our senior, and she's a tireless researcher. She'll be coming on with Sister Monica Braveheart, my little sister Braveheart. They'll be on second hour. After second hour, Sister Monica will be dropping off. We'll be picking up Gene Andrews. Gene Andrews and Sister Bell Cow will be finishing off the third hour. But right now, folks, without further ado, we don't have any donors this week, but I would just like to thank the ones. I'll tell you flat out. The donations, and listen, don't get this wrong. I'm not panhandling for money, but the donations wide all around our, you might say, our movement, so to speak, have really dropped off. I don't know why. I don't know if people are afraid, if it's harder to donate, if the money's just not there, probably all of those above. But we do have a handful of people who have never backed off, and I can't thank you enough. I'll just thank a few right now, because there would be no Blood River Radio without them. We have Jay-Z from Blood River Radio Zone, AZ, one of my brothers, Purple Heart, combat wounded, up close and personal with the VC. And he earned his ranks. He donates every month. We have Old Biscuit down in Florida. Same thing. Every month, come hell or high water, he sends contributions. There's some of the people I'm thinking of. We have Mr. Dennis, and Pam Adams in Virginia. I'm pulling these from memory, folks. If I miss any, I'll get you next week. But they didn't donate this week, but they donated not long ago. And these are the regulars. And we also have Frank White, who I'll be seeing Frank White, me and my daughter, in November. He's taking us out to this real swanky restaurant when we get up there, him and his associates, as he says. And I'm going to tell you what, folks, we talk about the South, but I'm going to tell you what, a lot of these guys in New Jersey that come to see us in upstate New York will make most of the people I talk to in the Southern look like wimps. They are badass. One of them told me, matter of fact, Frank White told me that there's two kinds of people in New York. There's Jews and anti-Semites, and they're hardcore. And without those people up there, there'd be no Blood River Radio. So Frank White's one of them. We also have Ken from Lindbrook, New York. Ken Lindbrook from New York. We have James in Washington, D.C. Washington State. Brother Jim. If I leave any more off, I'll bring them up. But I'd like to thank you every show, because you know what, folks, it's tough, and I guess the good days are over, as far as. But everybody's hurting for money. But I'm not bitching. We're doing airtime money. We're doing pretty good. There's just not a whole lot of cushion. And don't get me wrong, I'm not pandering for money. I want to thank these people that are instrumental in keeping us on the air. With that, I've already taken up probably too much time, because we have our star recruit. He's coming up right now. How you doing, Mr. Mark?
Doing great, Eddie. Good to be back with you again this Saturday.
I tell you what, I'll just say Rand's out. He's cutting hay. Our people like to know about him. And so Mark has very graciously acquiesced to come in here to help us. And even Rand really bragged on him, Mark, to the high heavens. We just all shut up and let him go on 9/11 week last week. We're coming up on a break, Mark, but would you like to introduce, tell the people anything you want to say, a little bit about yourself, or would you like to give them a little preview of what you want to talk about? We got plenty of stuff.
I've got a couple of things here on deck that I wanted to mention. Some things that you and I had addressed earlier about different Jewish involvement in media and things like that. But also want to spend a little time beating the Southern Nationalist, Southern Independence drum before the hour's up as well.
That's always music to my ear. And you know what? I thought I was trying to cut it short, but I guess I ran my mouth too long, because I do hear the music. You know, and we need to get back into the media program. It's my fault for bogging us down. Folks, we'll be right back with Mr. Mark Tommy, a licensed professional engineer of 40 years, in just a second.
This is Michael Hill, Chief of the League of the South. I listen to Blood River Radio, and you should too. In fact, you should be telling your friends, your family, and your associates to listen to Eddie Miller and the good folks at Blood River Radio. They stand resolutely for the preservation of white civilization, what we once called Christendom, and they stand against the ongoing campaign of white genocide. In these trying and uncertain times, it's more important than ever to speak and act in defense of our God, our people, and our civilization. Blood River Radio speaks the truth and speaks it boldly. I've been on this show many times as a guest, and I'm very proud of my association with you. May our just cause prevail. Hail victory.
My name is Christian Knuckles. I prophesy there will be no revival until the church leadership stops lying to the people. I'm the first soldier of the spiritual body of Christ, the Lion of Judah, the Confederate Church of Christ. I'm here to declare the lion will lie down with the lamb when the lying stops. A message from Christ Kingdom Ministries, and brought to you by ConfederateChurchOfChrist.com.
Introducing Managed IT Services from NPI. We offer top-notch data backup and recovery, email spam protection, and network security tailored to your needs and budget. With 20-plus years of experience in the medical field, our HIPAA-certified consultants know what it takes to protect sensitive information. Don't settle for less. Give us a call at 801-706-6980 and experience the difference with Managed IT Services. Remember, your IT support should be fast, efficient, and reliable.
Excuse me, Captain. I know this may sound silly, but can you fly?
Nope. Never had a lesson.
Dear Blood River Radio family, you know, I'm so proud of having Mark on here. It may be a little bit offbeat, but I hope, if you don't mind, tell them what all is involved in getting your, I'm not talking about graduating from engineering school. I'm talking about what it takes to become a professional licensed engineer. If we'll, because our audience needs to know that. They need to know what kind of people we have coming on this program. So if you don't mind, Mark, give them a quick rundown about that.
Yeah, sure. Well, the first The first prerequisite is that you do have to graduate with a degree in engineering from an accredited university. So a degree from just anywhere doesn't necessarily count. But once you do graduate, then you have to work a minimum of 4 years under the direct supervision of a licensed professional engineer. And at the end of that 4 year period, you can apply to the state board where you live to take the professional engineering exam, and they'll review your education, your experience and everything. And then once they approve you to take the test, then you go sit for the exam. And once you pass the exam successfully, well, then they issue you a license to practice engineering under your own name. So it's a little bit of a gauntlet that you have to run. I was fortunate. I passed my PE exam on the first attempt, but I've known a number of really smart and talented guys over the years who have had to sit for it two and three times to pass it. So it's not the easiest thing in the world, easiest hurdle to get over.
I bet it's not.
And then once you become, pretty much all 50 states over the last 20 years or so have adopted continuing education requirements. And so you have to take so many different mini courses, seminars, do stuff on the internet, things like that, and that they approve of in order to renew your license each time it comes due. So they require a lot of you in order to ensure that you remain competent to practice the engineering profession.
Well, I'll tell you one thing, and I won't drag this out too long, but every time I go across something like the Memphis-Arkansas Bridge, which is a big bridge, and when we ran across that Verrazano Straits Bridge in New York that's a little over 2 miles long, I'm always thinking, I'm glad you had to go through all that hell, Mark. I'm telling you, because I want somebody to know what the hell they're doing when they build those bridges up there.
But, it's funny that you say that, Eddie, because some folks in the audience may remember it's been 3 or 4 years ago now, but they had an affirmative action engineering team down at, I think it was Florida International University, who designed a pedestrian bridge that went across one of the main streets that bordered the campus. And they made it a real project in diversity. There were no white guys part of the design team. It was black women, Hispanic women, and I forget the rest of the composition of the team. But that was the bridge that ended up collapsing and killing several people in their automobiles and some pedestrians that were underneath it when it fell. And so, I've said several times over the years when people bring that up, I said, well, that's what you get when you take the diversity, equity, inclusion, and affirmative action route towards engineering. The laws of physics don't care about your good intentions about, trying to bring minorities into the so-called STEM professions. If you're not capable of doing the work and you don't know what you're doing, eventually it's going to catch up to you. And that's what happened down there. So, it's the same reason why just everybody can't be a doctor. Everybody can't be a lawyer. Everybody can't be an engineer. It's because you have to have a certain natural aptitude for it in the first place, and then follow that up with the proper training, rigorous training you know what you're doing, because especially for guys like me who are, my degree's in civil engineering, and I've always practiced in the structural subdivision of civil engineering, designing steel and concrete structures and foundations and things like that. And so when you're talking about designing structures that people are going to use, whether it's buildings or bridges or, dams or roadways and things like that, you need to know what you're doing in order to make sure that you protect people's lives and health, So this modern movement toward just bringing anybody into these professions simply to meet some kind of racial quota is a real formula for disaster. And that bridge collapse down there in Florida, to me, was a prime example of it.
I'll tell you what, I wish I hadn't heard that part, because I now know there's some Afro-affirmative engineers out there, building some of these bridges. I'm going to make sure I go across bridges that are old, been around a while, when the white folks used to have to really pay their dues like you did, Mark. Well, I'll tell you what, go ahead.
I was just going to say, well, you know, it's not just bridges and buildings. You know, sadly, it's doctors and attorneys,
yes,
and other professions,
yes,
like, you know, they're bringing these people in just to fulfill certain racial quotas so that they can virtue signal to the world and say, oh, look and see how progressive we are. We've got X number of black doctors that are being put out, you know, into practice, and X number of Hispanic women that are becoming lawyers and this, that, or whatever the case may be. But you have to question. I mean, it's no secret that they lower the standards for these people to be able to, quote unquote, be successful. If that's the case, you know, you can't help but have a little bit of hesitation at wanting to lay down on an operating table for somebody who fits that profile, because you can't help but wonder, well, I wonder if this guy really did do well in medical school and deserves to be cutting me open, or if he's just an affirmative action hire. And, in every way imaginable, you're talking about putting your life or your safety in somebody's hands who may not be qualified to carry that burden. So it's definitely a cause for concern.
Yes, it is. I've been thinking about that because I have an appointment with the VA next month. As you, a lot of people know, I have this propensity toward this, what they call supraventricular tachycardia. It used to be just atrial fib, but it's kind of morphed into the SVT. And I'm going in there, but I'm going to pick my, if I'm going to pick my doc, in fact, I've been up there before. They said, well, you got to be, if the first doctor comes along. I said, no, that's not the way it works with me. I know a Dr. Suresh that runs the ER. I said, it's Dr. Suresh or nobody. And if he knows I'm coming, he comes and meets me, kind of leads me back to the ER table, so when I have to go in there for bicycle wrecks and stuff like that. But anyway, I didn't mean to get up. I'm glad we did that, because I'm glad people know just how sharp you are. I mean, you're talking about a sharp dude that has to do everything you've done, that's for sure. And what we've seen before I leave it, what you see all over the United States, probably in any Western former Western country, white country, which used to be called Christendom, you're seeing that these non-whites, a lot of them like humanoids, just completely flood not only our country, but the job market. Here in Memphis, in Memphrica, if you see anybody, like I run downtown a lot where I was telling Mark about these stairs down on the Mississippi River earlier that go cross train on. Anytime you go downtown, you can go down there 2-3 days without seeing a white person with a job. If you see the Memphis Light and Gas and Water Company, telephone company, anything to do with Memphis government, metro government, federal government, it's all the jail, the sheriff's department, the mayor, all straight up black. That's why we call it Memphrica. Anyway, we're going to talk about some of the causes for that too. And I'm going to tell you something else, people. It's just, I mean, if you heard me say this 100 times, it's always to quote Dave Gaharie of Money Tree Publishing. He said, it's always Jews all the time. Behind this crappy affirmative action, what it is really is trying to just one of the techniques of white, global white extermination. Anyway, I'll go back to you, Mark, because I've got us off on this rabbit trail. It's almost time for another break. But go ahead but I think that was good stuff that we talked about. That's what people know, that when I come on, I have all these elaborate plans, and hell, half the time I just get off of I get off on these trails. I don't mean to, but I do. But anyway,
it's easy to follow Alice through the looking glass sometimes. But
yes.
But yeah, you're absolutely right, and to hit on what you were just talking about there, is that
we got to go
to
a quick break, Mark. I'm sorry, I didn't talk us through two damn breaks, but we'll be right back, folks, and we're gonna get to the meat of the show as soon as we come back. Hang on, folks.
Newswire. You're listening to Liberty News Radio.
USA News, I'm Jeremy Scott. U.S. Senator Bob Menendez from New Jersey says he isn't stepping down after being charged with bribery.
U.S. District Attorney Damian Williams for the Southern District of New York read the indictment charges yesterday.
The indictment alleges that through that relationship, the senator and his wife accepted hundreds of thousands of dollars of bribes in exchange for Senator Menendez using his power and influence to protect and to enrich those businessmen and to benefit the government of Egypt.
Over half a dozen New Jersey politicians have called for his resignation, including Governor Phil Murphy. I'm Corey Myers.
Tropical storm Ophelia made landfall this morning in North Carolina with heavy rain and winds of 70 miles per hour. Flood watches have been issued for portions of eastern North Carolina and southeastern Virginia. Flood warnings are also in effect along the coast. Ophelia is forecast to bring strong winds, heavy rain, and flooding from the Carolinas to southern New England. A house in New Jersey exploded last night, sending five people to the hospital. The house in West Milford suffered heavy damage in the explosion around 9 o'clock. The cause is under investigation. United Auto Workers has expanded its strike to all 38 parts distribution centers operated by General Motors and Stellantis in 20 states. Yesterday's walkout of another 5,600 workers comes on top of the nearly 13,000 who have been on strike at assembly plants since last week. The union is not making additional moves against Ford because they say the company has met some of their demands during negotiations. President Joe Biden says he will visit Michigan on Tuesday to join the picket line and stand in solidarity with the men and women of UAW. There is still no agreement between striking Hollywood writers and top studio executives after a third day of meetings yesterday aimed at ending the work stop that has shut down film and television productions for nearly 5 months now. This is USA News.
How would you like to get high-speed internet for your home for less than $2 a day? That's right, for about $50 a month, you'll get lightning-fast internet. Are you paying less than $50 a month right now for your internet? Then call Whole Home Connect right now for blazing fast internet at $50 a month with no price increases, no hidden fees, no contracts, no upfront costs, no equipment fees. It's a great deal. And guess what? You can try it for 15 days. If you don't like it, you get your money back. But you're going to love it, and you're going to love the price. Internet for your home for $50 a month. That's less than $2 a day. Plus, no contracts, no upfront costs, no equipment fees, and our 15-day guarantee. Call now. 800-738-0170. 800-738-0170. 800-738-0170. That's 800-738-0170.
What we've got here is failure to communicate. Some men you just can't reach.
Dear Blood River Radio family, before we go back to Mark, I'll just throw one little thing out there. Rand texted. He's working the hay today. He also said, well, then we have to leave and get into our show or our broadcast. Airline pilots. And that's what really freaks me out. They're starting to have Afro-affirmative airline pilots. That's the boy. That's nice to know. But anyway, Mark, if you will, take off on what we started talking about. We had talked the other day and about what's going on with the Benjamin Netanyahu and what's his name, Elon Musk, et cetera.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Well, to circle back to one thing that we got cut off right there at the break, you know, and talking about the Jewish influence in these different cultural things that have happened over the years, you know, it's no secret, and it's contrary to what the popular media and powers that be would have you think. It's not anti-Semitic to merely point out things like the NAACP was founded by Jews.
Yes.
The Bolshevik Revolution in Russia was a Jewish revolution. All of the major players in the revolution were Jews. The civil rights movement of the 50s and 60s was very much supported and bankrolled by Jews, you know, and they, and of course they control international banking and finance and media, whether it's print or video media, either TV or the movies. And of course, they themselves openly brag about all of these things. But when Eddie Miller or Mark Tommy or anybody else out there, Mel Gibson, says, hey, you know, the Jews control Hollywood. Oh, he's a raging anti-Semite. We got to destroy his career. You know, it's like, well, wait a minute. You guys brag about it yourselves. So what's the big mystery here? You know, it's kind of like that little phrase that gets thrown around from time to time. You know, uh-oh, the goy know.
Yeah, yeah.
And of course, that term, see, there's another thing, too. You know, a lot of people throw that around and say it, you know, in jest and whatnot. But to the Jews, the word goy is a pejorative. It basically, when they call you a goy, they're basically calling you a brute animal.
True.
You know, true. So it's perfectly, why is it okay for them to use terms like that to insult us? But it's not okay for us to, you know, simply say, hey, you fellas control banking and finance, or, you know, that kind of thing. It's the double standard is so glaring as to be impossible to notice. And there again, I can't help but wonder why, you know, more people don't stop and say, well, I wonder why it is that we can criticize or condemn or joke about anybody else, but this particular group of people, you know, why is that? Well, and the answer is because, well, they control all the means of communication and media and everything. So anybody who's not Jewish, who wants a career in movies or television or, you know, work for a big New York or LA or Chicago newspaper or something like that, then you have to pucker up and kiss the backsides of the Jews who run all that stuff. You have to play by their rules and advance their agenda. And as soon as you stop doing that, well, then they wreck your career, you know. So that's why things are the way they are. You know, there's no great mystery to it. Again, a person of reasonable intelligence who's willing to ask a few questions and look at it objectively can't come to any other conclusion.
You know, true. You mentioned Hollywood. I pulled this up, and you mentioned Goyim. Well, I've just pulled up this flyer from the Goyim Defense Network. And by the way, I'll tell the people again, I tried to have these flyers printed at Federal Express. If you've ever gone to Federal Express, try to get something printed in mass. What you do is you send something to your email. Like, I've got these flyers in my email, and you send that flyer. You forward the email. You send. It's a copy. It's a copy and go. No, print and go at FedEx.com. Well, what a shocker! Things went wrong. I kept getting these signals back. These statements say, "Oh, something's going wrong. We can't print this stuff." You know, but here's one of them I tried to print. It says, "This is a flyer." And this is what got the people down in Florida in trouble. It's anti-Semitic to shine the light on truth. And here's what this flyer says. Every single aspect of Disney child grooming is Jewish. It says right here, Bob Iger, CEO, is a Jew. Alan N. Braverman, Senior Executive Vice President, Jew. Alan Bergman, Chairman, Jew. Jay Rasval, CFO, whatever that is, Jewish. Jennifer Cohen, Executive Vice President, Jew. Brenny Woodford, Executive Vice President, Jew. Susan Arnold, Chairwoman, Jew. Marion L. Barra, Board Director, Jew. Xenia Mucha, M-U-C-H-A, Executive Vice President, Jew. Ronald L. Linden, Senior Vice President, Jew. And before we go to that, I'm going to go over to one more. I tell you what, Mark, I'll go to you. When you get through, I'm going to read this other. We got some of these things. Well, while you're talking about, we did the media last week, but you go ahead, Mark. Oh, let me read this right here, too. Let's read one more. This is another flyer. It says every single aspect, excuse me, I dropped my little mouse, every single aspect of the Jewish Talmud is satanic. And by the way, Mark, you'll be listened to by the SPLC tonight, because I have noticed that the SPLC, once again, they're giving Sam Bushman the holy hell, trying to get me off, trying to get Blood River Radio off, trying to get TPC off. They gave Sam hell about last year. But you know what? Sam Bushman pretty much told him in a nice way to stick it. And yeah. So thank Sam.
You have to do to these people. I was talking about this with some business associates of mine just yesterday, as a matter of fact, and I related a story about how I was doing one of these internet video conferences with some clients of mine, and one of the people that I was working with sent me a text message during the meeting and said, "Hey, might not be a great idea to have a Confederate battle flag in the background there in your office." And I was like, you know, they're just going to get over it. Because I said, that flag represents my family. It represents my country, meaning the soil my family lives on.
Yes.
It represents the principles of government and liberty that I believe in. And I'm not backing down or backing up one more step ever again over that particular issue. If you don't like it, tough. I'm not going to try to hide it. I'm not going to apologize for it. I'm going to be who I am, and I'm going to display what I want to display. And if you don't like it, then you can just pucker up and kiss my rebel ass. And that's just the way I feel about it.
I knew you'd say, but you know what? Because in the show notes I send to our great, our one and only webmaster, God bless him. He had to really work overtime, saving us a lot of times. But in the show notes, I think my favorite thing about you is you're a fire eater. Like Rich Hamlin said I was a fireball. Well, you're a fireball too. This right here, look, every single aspect of the Jewish Talmud is satanic, and I hope the SPLC is listening, because I know if you are, I know you are a Satanist, and you worship Satan, and that's why we hate your guts, SPLC. And down here, listen, people, did you know in every synagogue in America and across the world has a copy of the Talmud? And listen, I'm going to read some of the things that come out of this Talmud. Every single synagogue. Okay, here we go. Yabamoth 98a. It says, all non-Jew children are animals. Sanhedrin 57a. I won't read every one of them, but you'll get the gist. When a Jew murders a non-Jew, there will be no death penalty. And get this right here. This is really wonderful here. Ren Hubath, R-E-T-H-U-B-O-T-H, whatever the hell it is, L-B, 11b. That's kind of like, you know, John 3:16 or something in our Bible. This is a man who engaged in intercourse with a girl less than 3 years of age has done nothing. It says right here, the next one, Shabbat 11:116a. Jews must destroy books of the Christians, i.e. the New Testament. I'll read a couple more. This is Baba Messiah 114b. The non-Jews are not human. They are beasts. Now, hear the music. We'll go right back to Mark as soon as we come back. You get the gist. That's the synagogue thing that they keep in there as their holy book. Be right back, folks.
Introducing PrepStartsNow.com, your ultimate guide to readiness and peace of mind. We offer practical preparedness tools, training, and education to take your family's household readiness to the next level. Browse the prep shop for essential products, check out our planning guides, and stay informed with our prep blog. Visit PrepStartsNow.com and subscribe to our emails for exclusive offers, new products, and future events. Remember, preparedness begins with PrepStartsNow.com.
Former Sheriff Richard Mack recounts in his book, The Proper Role of Law Enforcement, how he came to realize while working as a beat cop how wrong the all-too-common orientation of police officers is when they think of their job as being to write tickets and arrest people. Richard Mack tells of his personal transformation from by-the-number cop to constitution-conscious defender of citizen safety and freedoms. Learn what it really means to serve and protect. Purchase your copy at cspoa.org. That's cspoa.org.
I'm Pastor Everett Ramsey, pastor of Faith Baptist Church. A congregation of God's covenant people, informed Christians know that we are at the brink of a long-planned one-world government being executed that will not tolerate true Christian faith. There is a way to stop it. Our church has used God's spiritual weapons of warfare many times over the years, and in every case that was properly executed, the Church of Jesus Christ had been delivered. It is called the Court of Divine Justice. David used it many times. Read Psalm 37, Psalm 109. It includes truthful information, repentance, and imprecatory prayers. Blood River Radio is the only radio station I know that supports action based on truth about lies concerning the Confederacy, the Civil Rights Movement, the German people, the true Holocaust, and who the true covenant people of God are, and the sins and failures of the churches, if any of these. This means anything to you, and it should, then please say so with your money, as well as prayers. You may obtain information from us about the Courts of Divine Justice by sending your offering and request to Blood River Radio, and we take none of the money.
I'll tell you one thing that every good soldier knows. The only thing that counts in the end is power. Naked, merciless force!
Dear Blood River Radio family, God bless you for keeping us on the air. Before we go out to Mark, I'm going to say one more thing. What you need to do, you need to get in touch with the Agoyam Defense League. I tell you, if you pull up a Mike Weaver, I think it's his first name, Mike Weaver, he can get you, send you a copy of these things. I've got to get him to send me one individual copy of each. That way I can go and have them copy without having to send an email to some anti-Christian place like FedEx. But anyway, we'll go right back to Mark. I tell you, that seems... People, regular, ordinary Southern Baptists, United Presbyterian, United Methodist, etc., they would say we were liars for reading stuff like this over the air. But, I mean, it's documented. This stuff's documented. So dive in anywhere you want to. You can talk about that, Mark. I got a bunch more to read here. But I would encourage people to get them and hand them out.
Yeah, and you just tossed me a softball there, too, Eddie, because that was going to be one of my next comments. Right behind this one, to finish up with one other thing that's in the Talmud that is so offensive to Christianity is they describe the Blessed Virgin Mary as a whore, and then they say that our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ is the bastard son of a Roman soldier who raped the Blessed Virgin Mary, and that he, meaning our Lord, is now boiling in a pot of feces in the pit of hell. So these are the people that these poor, well-intended, but woefully ignorant, and I'd even go so far as to say stupid, so-called evangelical Christians who just bow down and scrape and worship the Jews, and what, you know, fly a Star of David flag in front of their church and all this other kind of stuff. And these are the kind of things that they're saying about the person that they claim to be worshiping and trying to live by the laws and commandments that he set down. This is what they think of him, you know. And so my question to people like that is this, you know, our Lord made it very clear from his own mouth that you are either with him or against him. You either gather or you scatter. Yes. So it's no secret. I mean, all you have to do is look at history, secular history. You can leave the theology out of it, but just look at history. For the last 2,000 years, the Jews have openly and admittedly and proudly made themselves the enemies of Jesus Christ and of his holy Catholic Church. Now, so, you know, how can they be his chosen people? You know, and you and I were talking about this the other day. You know, one of the other things that I like to point to is the Gospel of John, the opening passages of the Gospel of St. You know, he came to his own, and his own received him not.
Yes.
You know, and then you go to the Gospels where the Last Supper is told about, and he presents the bread and the wine to his apostles and says that the bread is his body. And he says, he hands them the cup with wine. He says, this is the chalice of my blood, the blood of the new and eternal covenant, which will be shed for many for the forgiveness of sins. Now, if his blood is the new and eternal covenant, then that necessarily means that the old covenant with the Jewish people has been abrogated, because you can't have two covenants with two different kinds of people at the same time. As far as salvation, you know?
Exactly.
So, and again, come back to the very plain words of our Lord. You're either with me or against me. And the Jews have proved over and over and over again that they are against our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. How anybody who professes to claim the name Christian can bow and scrape to these people and give them a seat at the table and even ahead of themselves as believers in Jesus is just mind-boggling to me. I can't even fathom how that can be. But you got a lot of folks out here who suffer. And it's sad.
Yeah, you know what? You opened up. You threw me a softball. You know, I tell you what, iron sharpens iron. And I'm going to tell you something else. You opened up the fearful. I'm going to read this. I read it last week. This is Revelation 21:8. God hates a coward worse than he does a pedophile. Here it says, listen, Revelation 21:8 says, but the fearful, it opens up. This is the people that God hates. But the fearful and the unbelieving and the abominable and murderers and whoremongers and sorcerers and idlers and all liars shall have their part in the lake which burneth with fire and brimstone, which is the second death. That comes the King James Version. So you see, people, God doesn't just hate a liar. He hates them worse than anybody. Why else would he list the fearful first? And I'm going to tell you what. I'm putting this out to all these so-called Judeo-Christians. It doesn't matter which friggin' church you belong to. If you are a Judeo-Christian, just like Mark said, and you're out there bowing and scraping to these stinking Jews, I'm telling you what, flat out, people, I love you. I know some people, you're still in that Baptist church. You are going to bust hell wide open, because there is no if, there is no in between. Just like Mark said, and he nailed it, you're either with him, you're with God, with God's son, or you're against him. Read 844. And you listen, that scripture from their, those so-called scripture from their Talmud you just mentioned is right up there. It's Gittin, Gitten, 57a. They say Jesus is in hell boiling in hot excrement. That comes out of their holy freaking book. And I'm going to tell you, people, I'm saying one more time, get your butt out of the Satan, these Christ-killing, worshiping churches, or get thee away from me. I'm going to tell you what, you got to get the hell away from these moles, these peddlers, control oppositions. I think it's worse than that. And I'm always, they say, don't punch to the right. I'm going to go ahead and punch, because I don't consider people like Jared Taylor the right. Get the hell away from people like Jared Taylor. He is a Jew lover. And I'm going to say one more thing. His stick, he gets everybody all psyched up to attack these poor Negroes. Well, you know, and I know I'm not one that worships these Negroes like these same Southern Baptists and people like that. How they can get that Negro worship, I'll never know. But the Negroes are like nothing compared to the Jews. I mean, for instance, if you look in who rammed jets into the World Trade Center, if you look at the Talmud, if you look at who owns the pharmaceutical companies, if you look at who sits on the Center for Disease Control, the World Health Organization, the World Bank, Pfizer, it's all Jew. If you look who is bringing in gun control, who's bringing in pedophilia, who's bringing in this trans crap into the schools. If you look at that, it's always Jew. And you know what? If the SPLC don't like that crap, come on here, have some balls, borrow some for your father, the devil, and come on and debate somebody like Mark and me. Back to you, Mark.
Well, that's true, you know, and I couldn't agree more, Eddie, that, you know, people have got to disabuse themselves of these foolish notions because in the end it's destructive for them, too. You know, one of the other passages of Scripture, again, the words right out of our Lord's own mouth, you know, anybody who's lukewarm about the faith, he's going to vomit them out of his mouth.
Yes.
And so, you know, for you not to adhere to the true teachings of Christ and to live your life accordingly and understand these things it's not going to curry you any favor when you stand in judgment. You know, it may gain you some temporary brownie points here, but at the end of the day, even whatever brownie points you get from our enemies, whoever they may be, and I've said this for a long time, every time that you kowtow to them, every time that you back down, every time that you compromise with them, it doesn't make them respect you.
No.
It only makes them see you for the weak coward that you are.
Yes, you're right, Mark.
So instead of, just like me with, you know, the flag, battle flag here in my office, you know, instead of saying, oh, well, okay, I'll move it so they can't see it, you know, my response is, no, I'm going to leave it right there where it is. And if they don't like it, that's tough on them. You know, as I said to somebody the other day, I said, you know, that tolerance door that so many people like to talk about now, it swings both ways.
If
they want me of whatever their perversion is, which in a world spinning properly on its Christian axis wouldn't even be allowed to be seen in public anyway because it's a debauch and an abomination in the eyes of God. You know, my Confederate battle flag is nowhere near any of that kind of crap. It's nowhere near as offensive as
right.
a crime against nature, you know, with two men laying together or two women laying together. So,
and that's straight up juice.
And parading it on the streets of our southern towns, you know,
yes.
Mission of our mayors and city councils having their queer pride parades, you know, for everybody to see their debauchery. And then you're going to get offended over my Confederate flag? What's wrong with you?
Well, I got a question to ask you, Mark, because we're about to be out of time. Is it stupidity that people keep hanging on to these Jew-worshipping churches? They keep hanging on to people like Jared Taylor, who's leading them straight to the Jew. They might as well be going into a damn, to the Sanhedrin, to a synagogue. Is it stupidity? Is it for fear of the Jews? Or is it just, are they being blinded by Satan? And you said this right. This is the last statement. If bowing down is just going to bring more hell on people. You got to stand up. I have no respect for these damn cowards. I ask you a question. I got to shut up. Is it stupidity? Is it ignorance? Is it what is it, Mark?
Well, it's if it's ignorance, ignorance is simply not being educated as to what the facts of something are. So ignorance is curable, but stupidity is the inability to learn something that's factual after it's been presented to you over and over and over again. If you just can't or won't grasp it, well, then you're stupid. And so in a lot of cases, I think it's pure stupidity. They just they can't seem to grasp it. In some cases, it's a willful ignorance. It's like, I've done it this way. I've believed this for, you know, as long as I can remember, and to change my mind now would, you know, make me go back on stuff that I've held all my life. Well, you know, that's part of growth as a human being. You know,
Mark,
when you learn,
we come to the end of the hour. The views, the news with views. There's our music. Mark, thank you so much for coming on. And I would assert to you that a lot of the people hang around these places because it's like the Bible says over and over and over, the title, the sentence, for fear of the Jews is in there over and over and over. People, we got to transition to the second hour now. thank Mark, Tommy, for coming on. Did a marvelous job like he always does. Contact you soon, Mark. Thank you for coming on, brother. People, hold on. We're going to the second hour. We're going to pick up Sister Nancy the Bell Cow and My Little Sister Braveheart. Be right back, folks.